Welcome to Folk Box, a weekly feature of The Voice of Russia, tailor-made for all those who love folk music. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. Now, today's theme is the sort that is bound to intrigue anyone. In fact, it has a rather hypnotic effect on me as well. We'll be determining the most ancient singing styles. Just how did the ancient Slavs sing thousands of years ago? And what did centuries ago the northernmost peoples consider to be truly beautiful singing? Why am I speaking in the past tense? We shall find out how these ancient traditions are being preserved by our neighbors in Lithuania, Azerbaijan. Of course, we shall enjoy some remarkable guttural or throat singing of various peoples of the south of Siberia. Mystically beautiful. You will ask, how can one determine the age of songs, folk singing styles? After all, folklore in general is ancient, and the traditions were not put down in written form. At first glance, it might seem quite an impossible challenge to try and determine the age of anything here. Well, apparently, determine it they did. Folklore experts are armed with a great many methods for this: linguistical, maths, and even heliobiology, and much, much more. Take this seemingly artless song, a Ukrainian Vesnyanka. It is in fact incredibly old, many thousands of years. In fact, it dates to ancient heathen times, a period of man's complete unity with nature. For man back then, at the start of spring, it was more than natural to address the forces of nature, summoning the much-anticipated warmth to ensure that everything awaken, start blossoming and yielding fruit. And how is one to do this? Well, very, very loudly shouting at the top of one's voice, those that spring might hear, and speaking in the language of nature, for example, in the bird voices. Incidentally, the Vesnyanki songs of so many peoples are very similar, 2-3 notes, and very familiar to all of us, and at the same time amazingly ancient, just how we call out to one another when lost in the woods, au and gu. Here's another Vesnyanka, this time a Russian one. Generally, if this or that area has the so-called calendar songs, that have still survived, spring, summer ones, those linked with specific types of field work, then you can say with certainty that the most ancient music has survived in that specific area, as have some of the most ancient singing styles. Here is a song welcoming the start of summer, hailing from Kursk region. This is the central European part of Russia. It's awesomely ancient. Why? It is all built around four notes, located at the same distance from one another, while the result is quite unbelievably acerbic and dissonant. This is amazingly ancient, according to experts, because in later periods, the concept of sound harmony altered very radically. The more acerbic, in our understanding, in consonant, the more ancient this music is. Lithuanians have this ancient singing style called sutartines. Listen, enjoy, and marvel. And this is the Russian North, a very ancient polyphony, a great many voices, each one of which seemingly exists in its own dimension. It would seem that by far not every professional would be able to sing like that. However, for the folk musicians, this is just a matter of course. Just follow through your own line, narrating your own story, and you can be sure it will meet up harmoniously with a great many others.
Две дружки, две подружки, да каравоева. Yeah.
reminder, at this point, you're listening to Folk Box in the Voice of Russia, and today we've travelled back thousands of years and are familiarising you with some of the most ancient singing styles around. The northern peoples, all of them without exception, custodians of the ancient folk customs and traditions, including singing ones. This is, in effect, man's ancient history embodied in sound. Voices of nature, we can hear how the ancient world actually sounded with the help of songs of the Nanaitse. Voices of animals and birds. To this day, every northerner has a personal song, one that to start off with the parents can see for their child, and then in later years each person composes for oneself. And yet, in each one of these songs, you can always hear the voices of one's ancestors.
Kocur bitir kuvam kuttama kutayım bu tatiyim tigila kollam koksa kimiri mari ollam bul kolas las las oho so so gelge yerlik macar bay bal çuluk çuçay kas kaytelemedi tırar dayar diyette bin diyeteler ilin daydo iya jay macay nahatır kaderen musku taskı suva batırda tüm tüm Ting bol bota bodoga getebin geteler.
Of course, at the root of every folk art is tradition, canon, memory. And what a memory the performers of the ancient Mughals had. For example, in Azerbaijan, from old to young, they passed on the knowledge of dozens of thousands of variants of combining small melodies that together formed gigantic canvases of sound. The art of these ancient Azeri Mughams, very intricate and complex compositions, has been orally passed on for centuries. And now it's time we listen to the remarkable throat singing. You listen and invariably think, it's simply impossible to sing like that. And how mesmerizing it is, isn't it? Only 15 peoples on earth can sing like that. Traditions of this kind of throat singing are maintained by the Buryats, Altaitsi, Tuvinians and Tatars. The first three live in the south of Siberia, while the Tatars predominantly along the River Volga. This is many thousands of kilometers away, and yet The principle of this type of singing is the same, making use of vocal cords normally not used in traditional singing, as well as certain specific zones of the larynx. And then there is a specific breathing technique when you pass the air through the chest as well as the nose. The principle is one and the same, however, there are so many diverse styles. Thus, the Altai people have 5 styles. This singing is centuries old. Surviving legends offer comments. For example, one of the styles of guttural singing is called Kyrgyra. Apparently, according to legend, it was widespread among camel breeders, and the style is based on imitating the female camel's cry when she's lost her infant. And there's a legend taking us back to the times when man was one with nature. The Tuvinians have a saga about the birth of the singing style called Hormé. An orphan youth lived in total solitude at the foot of a huge cliff, which carried an echo that resonated across the entire valley. And so he started imitating the echo sounds. The wind carried the sounds to the people, and they adopted this singing style. Curiously, to this day, people who lived in isolated groups sing in this style. Right, I promise you here and now that I will have a separate edition of Folk Box all about guttural throat singing. You are listening to Folk Box, brought to you by the Voice of Russia, where today we dwelt on the most ancient singing styles.
Hello, madam, you're the laborer. Oh,